Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
The year of 1942 saw the initiation of the race for the atomic bomb between the Allies and the Axis. Since the fall of 1939, when President Roosevelt approved development of the atomic bomb project, little except theorizing had taken place. By the time the United States entered the war, however, scientists scattered across the country had agreed that by using uranium, a fission bomb of superlatively destructive power was possible.
In the center of each atom is the nucleus of protons and neutrons. Around this nucleus revolve electrons, and the number of electrons determines the element. One electron forms hydrogen, two form helium, three electrons form lithium, and so on up to 92 electrons and uranium. For years, scientists have tried to break up this atom by shooting neutrons at its core.
It was not until late in 1942 that the project would get an organizer and builder necessary to make the bomb a reality. On September 17th, Brigadier General Leslie Groves was appointed to direct the top-secret program. Groves was deeply worried about security.
Therefore, I took every possible precaution to prevent anyone, American or foreign, from learning anything about the A-bomb project, including even its existence, unless such knowledge would further the success of the American effort.
On December 2, 1942, the U.S. drive to create an atomic bomb was to overcome its first great obstacle. A team headed by Enrico Fermi produced the first sustaining chain reaction at the University of Chicago. The bomb project had crossed the line from the critical to the production phase.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.